This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 22, 2021. I'm Caleb Brown. The Biden administration has pledged to do what's right for young people crossing the U.S. border. There are several ways they could make good on that pledge sooner than later. Cato's David Beer comments. Give us a sense of what has changed at the border over the last 6 years or so in terms of young people just appearing either without parents or some sort of guardian or families trying to move across a border?
Not a lot has changed, in fact. You know, this is a very similar phenomenon to what we were seeing in 2014. It has come in ebbs and flows, but this is very similar to, you know, past experiences with people crossing the border, you know, young children, minors, teenagers crossing the border in groups seeking asylum. And really, it's mainly a flow from Central America, Northern Triangle countries that are traveling in these families and traveling as unaccompanied children or children without their parents, at least. And so it not much is different. What's different ultimately is some of the procedures have changed, but over time, but the phenomenon of migration is the same.
So what leads the U.S. government? What are the authorities that tell the U.S. government that these young people should be expelled?
Well, for a few months in 2020, the authority was conferred from Title 42 of the U.S. Code, which is a public health authority granted to the director of the Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, or the CDC. And the CDC made a declaration in March that it was against the public health interest of the United States to allow anyone who is undocumented to apply for asylum in the United States. And that authority has been in effect to some extent since that time. Ultimately, the declaration was ruled illegal for a brief period from November until late January as it applied to unaccompanied kids. The court found that for a variety of reasons, it was contrary to law. The authority is only granted to restrict the introduction of persons into this country. And the court found that that was not, that authority did not extend to expelling someone who was already in the country. And so it's still controversial whether this is legal or not. The origin of the order came from the Trump White House. They actually had to overrule the CDC health experts who refused to make the conclusion that they wanted to make with respect to the threat supposedly posed by people seeking asylum in this country. And now there's even less of a basis to it because they're conducting COVID tests either through NGOs or through, you know, directly at the facilities for all of these people. And anyone who tests positive is quarantined. And anyone who tests negative is either expelled from the country after they test negative, which, you know, is totally contrary to the supposed justification, or they are released in some instances. And the main instance, the only actual exception that we have is still for these unaccompanied children traveling without their parents. That is an exception that was initially imposed by court order in November, but it has been extended voluntarily, essentially by the Biden administration in late January. And continuing on to the present day, and we've seen large numbers of unaccompanied children traveling across the border since that time.
All right. So if the Biden administration shows itself to be serious about putting the interests of these kids
first, what policy changes should they adopt immediately?
Well, the most important context for this whole entire discussion is that all the consulates in these countries are closed. You can't get a visa, period, to come to the United States from Central America. So there is no legal immigration system to begin with. Even if the consulates were open, none of these people would be eligible for visas. There's no refugee program in these countries. So that's the main reason why they're traveling to the border to try to get in, because they can't travel on a plane legally and orderly. The second, you know, component of it is when they reach the border, all of the ports of entry are closed to them as well. They're not accepting asylum applications at any port of entry. And even under the Trump administration, before this CDC order closing the borders, the reality was that they were capping the number of people who could apply for asylum at these ports of entry. And so what we've seen is that even with those caps, which were illegal in the in and of themselves in 2019 and 2018, nearly 38% of unaccompanied children and families were applying for asylum at a port of entry, you know, legally, you know, not violating the law in any way. That has now dropped to, under the Biden administration, just 2%. So basically, there's a total prohibition on being able to apply legally, and that's driving the illegal flow, and that's causing so many of the problems. You know, people ending up in Border Patrol facilities way out in the middle of nowhere because they have to walk all the way around to get around the wall that Trump built, or existing fencing. So that's the main issues, is there's no legal way to apply for asylum. And then if you do get into the country crossing the border illegally, then what ends up happening is, if you're a family, if you're a parent traveling with a child, you get sent right back to, you know, some of the most dangerous cities in this hemisphere, in Tijuana and Ciudad Juarez. And these places are not suitable to live homeless with children. And so what's happening is that parents are sending their kids across the border alone, because as bad as the conditions are on this side of the border, they're better than being homeless in Juarez and, you know, facing the crime and destitution that they've been expelled to by this Biden Trump policy of expelling families. And the second policy that's happening at the border with kids is, if you cross with any other family member and you're a child, that family member, you know, an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, they get expelled to Mexico while you get classified as unaccompanied and get transferred to shelters here in the United States. So that is, again, driving up these numbers of unaccompanied kids to heights that we haven't really seen before. They're expecting the largest number of quote unquote unaccompanied kids. And yet many of these kids' parents are in Mexico and other, you know, they were traveling with other relatives, and those relatives are being expelled. So it's a huge, chaotic and messy situation, which you know, the Biden administration really hasn't done anything to improve it since it took office on January 20th.
David Beer is an immigration policy analyst at the Cato Institute. If you're a teacher or administrator, apply now for Sphere Summit, Teaching Civic Culture Together. Sphere Summit is a full scholarship professional development program for educators grades 5 through 12. The summit will explore civil, constructive, and respectful discourse in the classroom. Visit cato.org/sphere to learn more.